All right, over the last hour, we've had Andrew Siciliano. We've had Robert Mays, Siciliano from the Browns Radio Network, who's at the Senior Bowl. Robert Mays, the Athletic Football Show. He's always a great guest and always has just amazing insight into the game and does a lot of deep dive stuff as far as just trying to really think through things. So if you want to listen to either one of those interviews, if you missed them, Baskin and Phelps podcast, available on the Odyssey app. You can always check that out. I want to go back to something Andrew said in 1040 hour or 1040 around last hour. And it was about the number two pick, and it has to do with the quarterback. And Jeff, you kind of wanted to dive in because it's the whole notion of it. You have the number two pick, and I don't want the Browns to use that pick out of fear that they're going to miss out on a quarterback when they know they're not taking the best player available that could impact the organization for years to come, rather than saying, oh my, we don't have a quarterback, let's force it, and let's just roll the dice on someone who might need to be coached up more than we're expecting to. And yet, we know how this thing goes. When that happens, they tend to throw those guys out there too early, they don't wait, and we all have expectations for someone who was picked number two overall. We're like, well, why isn't the number two pick out on the field? I don't understand. And it is my number one pet peeve when it comes to this franchise and organization.
Do you think Myles Garrett's any good?
I absolutely think he's good.
You think he's as good as any defensive player in the NFL?
Yes.
How'd they go 3-14?
It doesn't change how I feel about him as his ability to be able to play the game.
No, how'd they go?
Because he only plays on one side of the ball.
And what happened on the other side of the ball?
It was a failure.
And why was it a failure?
Well, I can give you a number of reasons, starting with the beginning of the year when the offensive line was dealing with injury and left tackle has been an issue.
Keep going.
There are a lot of things going on there. Do you want
me? What was the biggest issue?
A quarterback, obviously.
Done. That's why, as Andrew Siciliano just told us at 1040, and if you missed it, shame on you, but you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. If you like a guy at two, and you think if you like a quarterback, you take him at two, and then you go sign the veteran. And I couldn't agree with Andrew more. The more I look into this, the more I keep watching tape of guys, the more I keep thinking about it. I'll bet you a Coke Zero from downstairs. The Titans are going to take Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward at number one. And the Browns are going to take the other guy at two.
All right. You said something that was very important, and I'm going to ask you this question, and this has nothing to do with your unbelievable wife. If you just liked your wife, would you have married her?
Nope.
Okay. But you love your wife. That's why you married her, right?
Yep.
Okay. You said something about that number two pick, and this is the reason why I hesitate on taking a quarterback. It's exactly what you said.
But my job wasn't on the line.
What's worse, the rest of your life or the next few years?
My job wasn't on the line.
If
these guys don't get a guy in here who can play competent quarterback, as Robert Mays just told us. I mean, listen to Siciliano. Listen to Mays.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Siciliano said, if you really like one of these guys, you take him at two.
No,
Mays said, if you don't get it right, you're out of here. They've got to get a guy in here, and then they've got to go sign the veteran. And to me, it's mix and match, any combination. You draft whoever Tennessee doesn't, if you like him, and then you go sign Carson Wentz, or Daniel Jones, or Kirk Cousins, or Russell Wilson, or Justin Fields. And that guy plays for a year, year and a half, half a year, whatever. You win some games with that guy, and that gets Kevin, as I agree with Robert Mays, by the way, Kevin should be the coach, and Andrew Berry should be the GM, until they stack two terrible seasons together, which they've not done, and I don't think they will.
So here's where I think the mistake is. I'm not drafting someone I just like at two. I better love them at two. I need to be in love with the pick. Okay, I take it number two.
All right.
Because we all know the pressure that comes with drafting someone in the top five.
But if you really like one of those quarterbacks, Andy.
Like isn't enough. I need love out of the quarterback.
What if you don't love Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter?
Well, I do love Abdul Carter, so I have no problem drafting him at number two. I don't, but it's not my job.
Well, you're not drafting anybody. No, neither am I.
And I also can believe in my quarterback coach and my offensive coordinator that if I don't take that quarterback with my number two pick,
that they can coach up Carson Wentz?
That they can coach up someone else that they could draft later in the draft, even second round.
Bring me Trey Lance.
You take so much pressure off your quarterback.
I got the hots for Trey Lance.
Yeah, good for you. I'm just saying you take so much pressure off your quarterback if you don't take them early in the first round. You give them the chance to develop.
We're expecting you to come in and not be very good.
That's not. Well, no, that's.
You're going to enjoy.
That's what happens when you like your quarterback.
You're going to enjoy playing for Mike McCarthy in 2026.
Hi, we don't think you're very good. That's what you're saying to me when you like a quarterback at number two.
Oh, well, you're not going to tell anybody. Not the best. We didn't love him. We liked him, but we figure what the hell. You're not going to say that.
Well, aren't you saying that by having to bring in a veteran at the same time?
No, you're not going to start a guy. Maybe.
See what I'm saying? That's a like thing, not a love thing. Dan, am I speaking your language on this one? Because I think we speak the same language on this.
Oh, we speak the same language.
Not Phelpsian.
We're not going in. We're operating in fear.
You're the one operating.
Quarterback.
It's not fear. I look at these quarterbacks and I go, okay, are these guys stars in the league? And I watch the two of them play, and I go, okay, Cam Ward's got the arm to do it. Okay, this could make sense, but his footwork's a mess. His decision-making is a little bit slow, and he probably needs to sit for a little bit.
Like Favre.
Right, like Favre. But what happened with Favre?
He sat for a year.
Damn right.
That's why you signed Carson Wentz or Kirk Cousins or Daniel Jones
but
or
then,
Russell Wilson
but then
and bring him in and play him.
It took a team buying in, trading a pick, bringing them in here, and Mike Holmgren attaching himself to that guy and going, if I go down, I'm going down with you.
Yeah.
Are you going down with Cam Ward?
Yes. 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 Excellent question, my friend.
Are you going to hitch your wagon and go down with Cam Ward or go up with Cam Ward?
You mean me personally?
Hell yeah. You're the one I'm talking to.
Ooh.
Wow. I got a hell
cold
yeah.
In here, man.
I got a hell yeah.
Jeff, it's no longer 30 degrees. It's now -5 in the studio.
I've kind of told you guys exactly what I want to do. Nobody wants to hear it.
Oh, no, I've heard it, and I'm worried that you need some kind of vaccination for the Trey Lance love. Like, they got shots to solve that problem.
No, ultimately, this is what I want to do. I am not a quarterback evaluator for a living. If they decide that, and it's either Shadur or Cam Ward, okay, it's one of those two guys. If it's one of those two guys and they decide that he's going to be a really good quarterback for a long time, then they take him. Okay. Otherwise, you draft Jackson Dart. You trade back in. You draft Jalen Milroe. You trade back in. Because you're going to have to do that. They're probably not going to be around at 33. And then you do what appeals to me more than anything that nobody likes. And it's you sign two guys, and you sign, and they're interchangeable. This is the bad thing. And I've laid this out. I think people have heard this. You sign from this column,
right?
Russell Wilson or Carson Wentz or Daniel Jones or Kirk Cousins or Aaron Rodgers. And then from this column, you sign Zach Wilson or Trey Lance or Kyle Trask or Justin Fields. And you bring those two guys in here with a young guy who you drafted, Kyle McCord in the third round, fourth round. And you have three guys then.
I'm taking Will Howard.
Will Howard.
That's fine.
Sure, fine. One for the present, a young guy who's been in the league who once was really highly thought of. I mean, Kyle Trask was a second-round pick. We're going to find a guy in the second round. Why not Kyle Trask? He's 6'5". He's a beast.
Okay.
All right, Baker beat him out in Tampa. Well, Baker's played pretty damn well in Tampa, hasn't he?
Sure. Right?
We're all throwing around foul language today.
Yeah, no, we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, nothing we have to dump.
We've become a PG-13 show.
You can go hell and damn and not get dumped.
That's a valid point.
I don't know about you guys.
Once past that, you're dumpable.
Your mom told us about it.
Yeah.
Told you about it.
I feel dirty
the veteran
sitting here
the big veterans who I've talked about.
Yeah.
You get the scrubbinis who have flamed out as the second pick in the draft, the third pick in the draft,
right,
the 11th pick in the draft,
Drug
Justin
store.
Fields, you
Might
bring them in,
yeah.
and then you draft a guy in the second, third, or fourth round, and you see if you can't coach him up.
I'm okay that with that.
Gives
but
you
also,
three quarterbacks, well, you, all you, of whom might be playable.
Here's the problem.
All of whom. Bring in
that
Dylan
Gabriel.
That gives
you four quarterbacks.
Yeah, because Deshaun Watson's still
right.
here. Except
and
he's going to be on every injury list known to man.
I was going
to
say, if he
so
takes...
he's not even going to be... He's not taking a snap next.
If he takes a snap in 2025, I'll be floored.
If he takes another one with the Browns, I'll be floored.
Yeah.
So he because of his injury
ended,
situation...
I would have argued with you, but now I don't... Now I'm
because
more
of his injury situation, you're able to dump him.
Yeah.
Now, you got to pay him, but I mean dump him out of your mindset.
Yeah.
So unless you just... Got to have Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, and it wouldn't surprise me if the Browns think they do. See, that's the thing. Then you get my plan. Big-time veteran who's been out there and has played a lot. There are guys out there. Coach him up. Veteran who has not done very well, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Kyle Trask. And draft some guy second, third, or fourth round. Boom, you got three quarterbacks. Hopefully all three of them might be able to become something. And at the very least, one of them will become something for the next couple of years. Done.
I can get behind that. That
See,
actually,
there you go.
I'm okay with it, too. I don't have a problem with
that's
this.
That's the plan that makes the most amount of sense. If you're diehard, I'm taking a quarterback at two, and you don't follow it up immediately with, we are going to bring in a veteran quarterback to let this guy sit and take his time.
You must do it.
You are whipping him to the wolves.
Exactly. You must do it.
That's the problem.
You're going Bronny James is what
How
you're doing.
How quick do you... I mean, I'm just... I'll leave
you went
this
3-14 for a reason.
Exactly.
It wasn't just because of your quarterback.
And I'm still waiting to see what Minnesota does and maybe trying to trade two for J.J. McCarthy.
Because if you have a top-tier defense and your defense plays at that top-tier level... I said Robert Mays, there's a great thought that he had on the whole thing. With this defense and what went wrong there. If your defense plays at that top-tier level, you're not that bad. You're not 3-14 bad. So if you bring that defense up and you bring that offense to average, now we're having a conversation about where this team can go.
I hear where you guys are at. I'm going to ask you this question when we come back after the break. And I still want to talk a little bit more about what Robert Mays had to say because we haven't even gotten into that yet. If the Browns do decide to draft a quarterback at two, how fast does he need to be on the field? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.